trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
That isn't just the sound of the 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA expertly accelerating out of a hairpin turn. It's the sound of opportunity. The opportunity to own a car you've always dreamed of at a price you never imagined, whose customizable performance, diamond block grille, and racing-inspired seats make it every inch a performance giant. This is what opportunity sounds like. Now discover what it feels like in the 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA.
Some equipment described as optional.
Need the speed to power all of your devices? Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi, so everyone can do more of what they love to do online. Get the fastest in-home Wi-Fi today, or get started with Economy Plus Internet from Comcast for as low as $19.99 a month for a whole year. See for yourself. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
The Score remembers the life and times of our teammate, Doug Buffone. Rest in peace, 55. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves host Utica in game two of the first round of the playoffs Friday night at Allstate Arena. They're in the fifth inning at PNC Park. Cubs leading the Pirates by the score of 3-1. Jonathan Herrera, a two-run triple in this ball game. Addison Russell, his first extra base hit and his first RBI. He had a double to deep right center back in the fourth inning. And now Chris Bryant batting with the bases loaded. The Cubs with an opportunity to blow this game wide open. Also, Javier Baez reports to extended spring training after a leave of absence to grieve the death of his sister. White Sox remain home to open a four-game set with the Kansas City Royals on the heels of their series victory over another division rival. Yesterday, Sox topped the Indians 6-0. Jeff Samardzija got his first win with the Sox. Tonight, Chris Sale gets the start while Yordano Ventura will counter for the Royals. Sox have lost 14 of their last 17 games against Kansas City. Meantime, Joel Quenneville says the Blackhawks' decision to go to backup Scott Darling, a trend in the NHL right now.
You know, talk about the Ottawa situation, talk about Minnesota, talk about here. I'm missing a team or two as well, you know, Lack and Vancouver. Go on that, you know, the guy that was likely starter is not in the net, and somebody that you probably never heard of or getting an opportunity jumps up and all of a sudden is a key guy.
Q's got Darling back in net for game five of their series in Nashville tonight. Hawks lead games to 1. Kirk Heinrich's been upgraded to probable for tonight. Bulls and Bucks lock horns in Milwaukee for game three of their first round set. Nikola Mirotic will not play, could be ready for game four. Bulls up 2-0. And the Spurs' Kawhi Leonard named the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year. Finally, the Bears' newest tight end is Bear Pasco. He gets a one-year deal. Six-year vet played last season in Atlanta, previously won a Super Bowl with the New York Giants. Scoreboard update brought to you by Golfsmith. To find a store, visit golfsmith.com. Tune in on 670 The Score for full coverage on the draft Thursday, April 30th, starting at 7 p.m., presented by Northwestern University School of Communication. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score tonight at 6:35. The Sox will take on the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I've had it. I have had it. I want somebody to get kicked in the ass.
Who? Anybody.
Name a guy.
Pick one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Tomorrow's
going to
be...
You get Brittany Griner to do it.
Oh, I don't know the details.
Is she going to get the Ray Rice treatment, or is that hands off? Is that... No?
It depends. I don't know what she did.
Assault with intent to injure?
That sounds bad. Sounds bad, but that's literally all I know are those words.
What assault isn't with intent to injure, though? I'm not a...
Accidental
I'm not a
assault?
Legal eagle.
Yeah, I've never heard assault with intent to cuddle.
Assault with accidental injury? I don't know. Rick Mahorn elbow? No, he was intent to injure. Man, that was... I don't know what happened with that. It doesn't sound good. Thank you to all our guests who were on the show today. Sam Fels from The Committed Indian. Len Casper just before the Cubs played, which they are doing right now. And Mark Schanowski from Comcast Sportsnet, where you can watch every game being played in America tonight. Our producers are Nick Shepkowski, Adam Harris, and Jay Zawoski. Thank you, man. Jordan Burnfield on the updates. Very enjoyable day here at Golfsmith. Thank you to everybody at Golfsmith.
Yeah.
Man, this has been a great vibe.
This is our opening of a new store, one of their 6 Chicagoland locations. Come on over to 627 Roosevelt Road. Everybody will help you out. They even saw my bad swing and tried to help me out with that. That was an embarrassing display I put on in one of their custom fitting studios. So come on over here. Jay will help you out. Lawrence will help you out. They got a ton of knowledge over here. You can come get fitted and get yourself some new clubs. Get yourself a new shaft.
before Jay Zawoski and I get out of here, go over to Manny's and drink some water out of a paper cone in a red plastic holder. Let us talk to Dan Bernstein and Matt Abatacola, I do believe. Is that, or no, Barry Rosner? I
Correct.
Don't know.
Barry Rosner is here. Matty tomorrow. One more day with Barry.
Yeah,
and hey,
hello, boys.
If the WNBA doesn't come down on this like any other domestic violence case, there's going to be some. They are in the spotlight right now. You must treat this like exactly what it is. Forget gender.
Would this be the first time they've been in the spotlight then?
Wow. It's been a while. So, Barry, yesterday I heard you talking about something that I didn't know where you were going with it. And I was just happy that you continued. You said you blew a mouse out of your nose yesterday?
That was 2 days ago.
That was 2 days ago. I said it on what day is today? Help me. Somebody help me.
I have problems with the day. So Tuesday. It was Thursday,
today,
I guess?
It was on Tuesday. Today's it occurred Tuesday? Monday night. Monday night after... After our long day Monday, I took a long walk from around the loop before my train ride, had a cigar on Doug's behalf, had a very large beer on the train, and then when I got home, decided that I needed to go for a run. So I went for a run, and it was kind of chilly, and things started occurring in various discharges, including one very large one out of my left nostril that appeared to be a small rodent. It looked something like a mouse, but the colors were all so different. Oh. I wasn't sure exactly what it was. And when I got home, I had to show it to somebody, and I picked the wrong person. I showed it to my wife, and she was not really happy about it. But
that's a terrible choice.
Well, there was no one else to show it to.
Why don't you run to a gas station and show it to somebody there?
Come on, you have a son.
Hey, Rick, look
at
this.
That's what a son is for.
That's true.
That's the guy you show. Right. He doesn't, and he's just got a house full of women who are going to look at him like he's a crazy person. Your son goes, cool.
I tried
Lend
to find
him a son.
I tried
Burns,
to find, the,
son.
I tried to find the person who would be least disgusted and not hit me. And I picked the wrong person.
You found
person.
The most disgusting person who will hit you.
Let me ask you a question. Is your left nostril usually more productive in that way?
Yeah, because I broke that side of my nose twice. I only broke the other side once, and
same for me. Same for me. I've got a facial fracture on that side too.
And a lot of different things will happen with that side. It's usually
Brinsey. Did you get that from Buffon or from Manley? I forget where that facial fracture.
I forgot the guy's name. It was a basketball elbow, and I didn't know
elbow.
I didn't know that it was actually broken until months later.
Really?
It was really weird because it was just a loud noise and a cracking sound. And there was a little red mark, and I was otherwise fine and played on. And then several months later, I had an eye injury from basketball, of course, and they had to do a CT scan. And they said, by the way, did you know that you've got a broken face? I said, no, I didn't. And they pointed it out. And I said, oh, I think I know when that happened.
Yeah, I think I have a right ring finger, the knuckle that popped playing softball on the score softball team because I couldn't catch worth the damn. And to this day, I still think it's broken because I can't completely bend it. Like, there's always those dumb injuries that you get where you're like, you know what, man? I'm never going to have to get this fixed, but it's going to hurt me for the rest of my life, probably. You know what I mean? Like, yep. I never want to make an appointment to go get this fixed.
And with every year that goes by, those decisions get a little bit easier. No, because, you know, you just don't have enough life left for it to matter
at
some point.
Yeah, it just doesn't even matter. Right. It just doesn't even matter. I'll let that go. And there's probably a metric for this, Matt, but do you have a particular side that produces more than the other side?
No, I'm fairly even. That's why
mine's my right side. I haven't had anyone punch me in the face or break my face before. So
yeah,
mine's my right side. My right side puts out a lot of work. Left side's the power side. I gotta be honest with you though.
Wow, well, you're like Chipper Jones.
So help me make sense of this here. Please help me make sense of this. So this is a time of year. You know my rule. Anything you hear from anybody connected to the NFL is probably BS, right?
A lie. Yeah.
It probably a lie.
Are you just talking about draft or period?
Well, especially around this time with anything regarding the draft or rosters. Okay. Yet, I don't know what to make of it when one person that I trust, and we've had a long relationship, and when he says to me, the Bears genuinely like Marcus Mariota. And I even say directly to him, I said, look, I understand if the Bears are saying it because they want everybody to think they want people, they like... I said, well, what is really going on here? And he said, in my honest estimation, independent of everything, I really think they're interested in Marcus Mariota.
If he's there at 7 or they would be willing to trade up.
That's what I could. That was my next question.
Are they out of their minds?
I don't know.
Yeah, are they absolutely out of their minds?
I'd be completely shocked, Barry, if they not entertain it, because you got to do your due diligence. You never know when a guy's going to be a free agent or on the trade market, and you want to know what you need to know about him and get him in, you know, and sit him down and talk to him. But I would be shocked if Marcus Mariota was the pick at 7 for the Bears. Shocked.
Or anywhere else, or if they were to move. I mean, they're probably going to have to move up if they really want him, because somebody else is going to be dumb enough to take him in the top five.
Yeah, I see is, you know, Hawaiian Alex Smith. I gotta be honest with you. I see a guy.
If he turns out to be Alex Smith, I'd be surprised. I mean, that's
that good. You mean?
Yeah.
I was about to. Well,
and I mean, Alex Smith. And I'm no Alex Smith fan. Yeah, I think Alex Smith is a giant pile of crap. But if he turns out to be Alex Smith, I'd be stunned.
Yeah, I don't trust the Mariota thing. I don't think it's going to translate. I'm not even worried about the huddles and all that stuff. How many times have you seen him make a professional throw?
Yeah,
it's as simple as that for me. You know, and that system and all the things that go along with it. Quarterbacks have been fooling guys at outstanding rates over the